John Landecker, looking forward to this at 7:37. Robert Falls, after 35 years, has said, whoa, this is the last year. I don't know if he actually said whoa, but said, this is the last year I'm going to be artistic director at the Goodman Theater. And I had to get you on for a lot of reasons, and I'm so glad you took the time to be with us, Robert. And before, I want to get to this right off the top because I don't want it to linger. Now, you know my daughter, Amy. You guys have known each other for years. When she found out that you were going to be on tonight, she was like, yeah. Oh, I want to call in, Dad. I want to call in. I said,
oh, God.
I said, okay, okay. And then she checked her schedule. And ironically, at this moment, she is in New York attending a play, so could not do it. However, wait, before we go any further, she did record this message, and I want to play it for you.
Hi, Bob Falls. Okay. I can't tell you how much you mean to me. I talk about you often as one of the major turning points in my life because, first of all, my first play at the Goodman was Zoot Suit, and I got a really bad review in the Wall Street Journal. It said, Amy Landecker doesn't have enough passion to incite a PTA coffee. And I thought that I would never work again. Of course, I remember the bad review. And you put me in Blue Surge, and I think I said to you, but I got a bad review for Zoot Suit. And you're like, I don't care about reviews. Like, I like what I like. I don't care what the press says. And it meant so much to me, and it taught me a lot. And then you brought me out to New York to do Blue Surge, which is why I moved to New York, which changed the entire course of my life. Congratulations on your retirement. Thank you for being an incredible artistic director. Mazel tov.
I wanted to get that on right away. She was...
Well, my God, John, that is... I have not received a tribute like that. That is the stuff of dreams, to have Amy Landecker speaking to you so directly, to your audiences and to me. I just adore her. She's a national treasure. She's one of our great actors, and it's been nothing but a privilege to have worked with her and known her for many, many years.
You know, I went to that. I went to Zoot Suit. You know, I've been to, I think, most of the things Amy's ever has been in Chicago, whether it was in the basement of a cafe with a, you know, furniture from Goodwill is the place for the audience to sit, to all the way to the Goodman. And I was there for that Zoot Suit, and I remember that review, and obviously she remembers it word for word. So I'm going to ask you something, and I don't think Amy will get ticked off at me, but you would know better than anyone. It has been my experience that in general, actors are pretty much insecure people. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I would say that's probably true, John. I think that doesn't take a... It's quite brilliant of you to make that observation, having had an actor in your family and spent time around a lot of theater and dramatic folk in your life. I would say that's so, yeah.
Well, it's what strikes me about it is, as you say, I've been around some folks, and I'm sure you know this, but it doesn't matter your level of success as an actor, whether you're somebody who's just coming up and getting your first break, or you're an established superstar, it seems to be that no matter when the current project is over, there's this paranoia that comes in, regardless of the status of the actor, is what am I going to do next?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it just goes with the territory, you know? You're so right, and every creative person, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Leonardo da Vinci was carrying around in his wallet the one bad review he got, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He could say, but look, I did the Mona Lisa, and people say, no, but you did that other one. It was really terrible. It looked like it was done on crayons. So it really doesn't matter. You know, it's like Amy Landecker, who truly is, as we all know, is just an extraordinary actor. She has great reviews from here to Kingdom Come, but of course the one they always remember is that one that's particularly bad. That's the one that's engraved in the brain.
Well, you know, as a father of an actor, and I'm not going to give away ages, but, you know, let's just say that this has been going on for decades, Amy performing in a variety of things. I swear to you, if I don't give her some sort of reassuring call after it's over, or some sort of reassuring text within like 12 hours, I'm going to hear from her. It's like, Dad, you didn't tell me how I was. I said, you know, Amy, you're X amount of how old are you? I mean, it never ends, and I'm glad it doesn't end.
Well, it's just, you know, actor. It's what makes actors and theater people and artists who they are. You know, it requires such a level of vulnerability. And along with that, sometimes you wish you could have thicker skin, but sometimes thin skin is what goes along with making an artist. But,
right.
You know, everybody's experienced that. And you just still have to get up and pull yourself together and go to work every day. And overall, for somebody like Amy, or fortunately for me, or, you know, Leonardo da Vinci, ultimately our careers have been pretty successful. And the reviews overwhelmingly have been fairly positive, which is why we're still doing what we're doing.
We're talking to Robert Falls, the iconic, fantastic Robert Falls, who has decided this is his last year as artistic director at the Goodman Theater. Been there for 35 years. And you just touched on creative people and what they need to do. And that leads me directly back to you. Just because you're saying I'm not going to be the artistic director of the Goodman Theater anymore, I can't believe that you don't have something else planned. Because you're you're that artistic type of person. You can't just turn that off.
No. You know, you're so right. I mean, I've done everything I could to avoid that R word,
right?
Retirement.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to really put it down into, you know, listen, I've been there 35 years. Before that, I ran another theater up on Howard Street called the Wisdom Bridge Theater throughout much of the 80s.
Yep.
And so I've been directing and running theater companies, both as a director, the person who puts on plays, but also as a person who's behind the scenes, raising money, working with the community, collaborating with lots of folks. And for me, after 35 years, I just went, you know, I've done everything I can do. And I just want to step back and do what I love, which is to just direct plays, to make plays, to make art, to make work. So this really isn't me retiring in any way.
Right.
It's I'm going to be here in Chicago. I'm going to continue to direct at the Goodman. I'm going to direct with friends and colleagues here and around the country. I'm working on a number of other projects that I just haven't had the time to develop.
Right.
And so for me, it's a new, different chapter. And I've had the greatest career anybody could ever hope for in the city of Chicago. And it's only going to continue, but on different terms.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I knew that something like that had to be in the works. And, you know, you took, when you said the Wisdom Bridge, you've been a part of, in the past 35 years, the ever-growing eruption of Chicago theater to international acclaim. The Goodman, Steppenwolf, and others, and actors coming out of here and going on and doing great things. Actors coming back here, joining you and doing great things. I mean, it must have been quite really something to see this growth, because it really was amazing growth over 30 years.
Yeah. No, it was extraordinary. And I just happened to be a lucky guy who arrived at the right time, as a lot of other lucky people, you know, wonderful, wonderful artists from all the people at Steppenwolf, all of the playwrights, all of the, you know, just an amazing array of actors and directors and designers who just started doing their work in the mid-70s. And we just kind of kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. And some of us, like Amy, moved on to New York and then L.A. careers, but continued to come back and continue to work. And, you know, I had the great privilege of, he's not a Chicago guy, but we always think of him as an honorary Chicago guy, Brian Dennehy.
Yes.
You know, the great, great actor.
Yep.
I'd worked with him for 35 straight years, about a play every 2 years, 3 years at the Goodman. And it's just one of the great relationships of my life, was to be able to work with him and to make some great theater, to work together on Broadway, to work together around the world on productions. And that's what makes it exciting, you know, is to have these long-term relationships with fantastic artists, and just to sort of turn around after 35 years and go, wow, look at what this, look at what everybody accomplished.
Yeah.
Look at what my friends accomplished.
Yeah.
Look at what all of us did, and, you know, making a great theater scene in a great theater city.
That's absolutely right. Robert Falls is with us, and we'll continue. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Thanks for listening. It's 751. We're having a great conversation with Robert Falls, who has decided to step down as the artistic director of the Goodman Theater after a great run, but continue directing, which is obviously very good news. You know, as I said earlier, I think I went to just about every play that Amy was in, and I went to New York when you took her there for that production of Blue Surge. And I can't, you know, she explained to you that it was life changing for her. And, you know, when she gave you that recitation of that awful, well, as far as she was concerned, criticism for being in Zoot Suit, and you're like, I don't care. Who cares about that? I don't care what the press says. And then, I mean, she got to New York, and man, I have to thank you, too. It was truly life-changing for her, what you did. I mean, it set her on a career path you're still on. I mean, it's really amazing.
It is. It has been. And that's the great pleasure of being at the beginning of people's careers and seeing that. I mean, you know, Amy, look, she was just one step away from it already. And, you know, she was, I think at that moment, had just been in Los Angeles for a little bit. And I said, I've got this role. It's a fantastic play. It's off Broadway. It's at the New York Shakespeare Festival. It's the best theater in New York. She came, she got terrific reviews, and the door started, you know, people started knocking on that door, and it changed. And, you know, listen, I've seen actresses and actors, you know, and they're like Amy. They're just these phenomenal talents, and all it takes is that one production. And sometimes, sadly, all it takes is just getting to New York City with that production to sort of change your life forever. But that's been one of the great pleasures of my life, has been to have that working relationship with so many people.
Robert, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. You need talent, you need luck, you need timing, and you also have to have someone in your corner like you, that's why you're the director, I would guess, because you know what to say to your actors, not only in notes on how their performance is going, but I'm guessing also on their sort of psychological well-being show to show.
I think that's true. Yeah, I mean, I think that's all. Just look, you know, it's probably not that different than professional sports. You know what I mean? A lot of it is, how do you get out there? How do you play their best game? How do you keep people psyched up? You know, it's like sports, it can be brutal, and criticism is tough, and being vulnerable in front of audiences can be difficult. So you just got to be there at the right moments for people, and just to know how to sort of just be there. That's all it is. It's about love. It's about support. Sometimes you're tough. Sometimes you're sweet, tender, loving. Whatever it takes to help an actor deliver their deepest, most vulnerable performance is a big part of what a director's job is. Right. You know, it's not just telling them what to do, how to do it, but it's to be there giving them the sense of confidence that what they do is already beautiful, and just giving them the opportunity to put that out there in the world.
Well, thank you, Robert Faulds, for being with us this evening. I'm going to send a recording of all of this to Amy so she can feel better about herself.
Oh, well, she should feel great about herself. Listen, John, you have made my week by getting a chance for me to hear your beautiful daughter, Amy. That was just great.
Thank you, Robert. And I'm looking forward to seeing the plays you direct in the future. Thanks for being with us.
There's going to be a bunch of them. Thanks, John.
You bet.